Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on living in perilous times was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I don't know exactly why I got off on all of this, except just to say that when these scriptures here are saying that, yes, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are inspired by God, but it's not pure Holy Spirit. It's like when I teach. You know, I believe that God speaks through me, and I believe that God touches people, but it's not pure Holy Spirit. If I was just to stand up here and say, oh, God, I don't want to say anything that's not of you. Would you please speak through me? Here I am. I offer my mouth to you, and I just open up my mouth and wait on God to take it and make me talk. That's not how it happens. The Holy Spirit will not possess you and dominate and control you like that. The devil does things like that, but God leads people and inspires people. He does not force you and coerce you. I believe God speaks through me. He gives me the inspiration, but then I have to give voice to it and I have to speak, and it comes out in my Texas twang and with my sense of humor. Does that mean that the Holy Spirit inspired all of my jokes or the way that I talk? No, He inspired the message, but it's going to come out through the vessel. And you know, there's people that are sitting in the pews that don't understand this. And if they hear the slightest little thing wrong, then they immediately just, that's of the devil. You know what? A person could have a word from God and just get it confused a little bit. And you need to be, you know, Kenneth Hagin used to say it this way. You need to be as smart as an old cow to eat the hay and spit out the sticks. No person says everything and does everything perfectly. Just use enough discernment like a cow to take the good and spit out the bad and recognize God's never had anybody perfect working for Him yet. Amen. And receive the good. I actually had a man one time that he didn't like my message, and a woman in his church heard my teaching, so she took him a tape and says, you need to listen to this. And he sat down and he says, all right, I'm going to judge this. I'm going to critique it. And you know, on that message, I bet you I quoted 100 verses. I'm not sure, but probably 100 verses. He stopped the tape, looked up every verse, and one of them I gave the wrong address. It was like 1 Timothy 2:3, and I said 2:4. I missed it by one verse. And he stopped right in the middle and he says, that's of the devil. He quoted something and gave the wrong reference, and this is of the devil. And he rejected everything because I gave the wrong reference. You know what? There's people that are taking pot shots at the gift of the Holy Spirit, and they don't understand that the Holy Spirit inspires, but He doesn't control perfectly. He flows through us according to our knowledge, and all of us make mistakes and stuff, and that's not an excuse for us being that way, but I'm just saying you need to understand this. You need to understand how the Holy Spirit works. So anyway, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he talks about that. He didn't say speaking in tongues isn't important. He says that if you speak with the tongues of men and of angels and don't do it motivated by God's kind of love, it profits you nothing. He's not saying that the gifts are not important. He's saying that the gifts operating in love, being motivated by a pure heart, are superior to the gifts operating for the purpose of debate and strife and things like this. There are people that can operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit totally out of pride so that they just get recognition, so that people will think that they're somebody. You can operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit carnally. And he goes on and talks about all of this down into verse 8. It says, charity never fails. Charity is just the old English word for God's kind of love, never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Now, people will take that and focus and say, see, this says that there's a time for speaking in tongues to cease. And then the next verse says, for we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Now, this is the only passage of Scripture that I've ever heard anybody use against speaking in tongues, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that had any weight to it whatsoever. But if you understand it properly, this actually doesn't disprove that speaking in tongues is for today. It actually proves it's for today. But what they will do is say, see, that which is perfect is talking about the Bible. Now that we have the Bible, we don't need the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We have a superior word. And so now that that which is perfect has come, all of these things have passed away. That's the church that I was raised in. You can't read the Bible and not believe that speaking in tongues happened on the day of Pentecost and that gifts of the Holy Spirit function and that miracles happen. I mean, it's all through the Bible. But the way they dealt with it was to say, well, now that which is perfect, the Word of God has come, and that which is in part, speaking in tongues, prophecy, and all of this, has vanished away. Well, let's look at this a little bit closer. It says in verse 8, charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. And at that same time, whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Has knowledge vanished away? No, it's actually a prophecy that in the end times, knowledge would increase. Knowledge hasn't passed away. And let's keep reading in verse 10. It says, when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now, we see through a glass darkly. But then when? When that which is perfect is come, we will see face to face. Now I know in part, but then, when that which is perfect is come, shall I know even as also I am known. So taking the very scripture that some people use to say that these things have ceased, you can see that speaking in tongues, prophecies, knowledge, all of these things being spoken of will not pass away until you see face to face and until you know all things, even as also you are known. And so I believe that that which is perfect is talking about when we get our glorified body, when you know all things, even as you are known, then you won't need to speak in tongues because you will know perfectly. Speaking in tongues helps you when you don't know how to pray as you ought. Then the Holy Spirit intercedes through you and helps you to communicate with God. It really helps our infirmities, helps our weaknesses. When we cease to have weaknesses, when you get a glorified body and you are in the presence of the Lord, you aren't going to need to speak in tongues. You'll know all things even as you know. But until then, you need speaking in tongues. Amen. I just nearly got sidetracked with that. So let me go to chapter 14. In verse 1, it says, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. There's so many times that Paul said that it had been revealed unto him the mystery of the gospel. Matter of fact, look in this same book. This is the same author, the same book, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Look over here at a couple of verses. Paul talked about that when he came to the Corinthians, verse 2, he determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world. In other words, Paul is saying he didn't use carnal reasonings and abilities communicating to people. But then he says, yet we speak wisdom. It's just not secular wisdom, carnal wisdom. It's spiritual wisdom. There is a wisdom that makes sense to spiritual people that is total foolishness to unbelievers. And he goes on down in this chapter in verse 14, says the natural mind or man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God because they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. People without the salvation and the inspiration and the revelation of the Holy Spirit cannot understand the things of God. For instance, let's just talk about, we were talking about finances during the offering. You know, this makes no sense to the carnal mind. That the way for me to increase and have more is to give away part of what I've got. That is just as crossways to the way that the world thinks. The world looks at things and like here is their goal over there of having everything mint. They're short of their goal and they look at it that if I take a portion of what I've got and give it away, I'm moving away from my goal, not towards it. It is illogical. Matter of fact, my son had to take a cognitive reasoning class sponsored by the government. And the person who led it was a New Ager and hated Christianity. And one of the kids in there, his parents were pastors. And when the lady found out, she blasted this guy. That is so stupid. This is insane. And just blasted him. And my son wasn't about to tell him who his parents were. But he told me, he says, Dad, I can promise you that if you were to go to this is the way that our society looks at things today. If you were to take the cognitive reasoning class, he says, they would commit you to a mental institution. You are certifiably crazy by the world standards today. And you know, that's what the Bible says, that the preaching of the cross is foolishness to the world. I use wisdom, but it's spiritual wisdom. It's wisdom in accord with God. It makes absolute sense to me that, man, when I'm in need, I need to start giving. Amen. I give. We've given our way out of poverty. We've given our way out of lack. And the natural mind just thinks that's crazy. But you know what? I think you're crazy. Amen. This is good sense. And this is what Paul is talking about. He says, we speak wisdom, but not, it's not the wisdom of this world. But in verse 7, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. And over in Galatians chapter 1 and chapter 2, Paul talked about this, that once he got converted, he didn't go up to Jerusalem and talk to the apostles before him. He didn't learn the message that he had from men, but he went into the desert for 3.5 years. And he got his message directly from God, and God revealed unto him the mystery. He uses this term over and over, talking about the mystery. Ephesians chapter 2 and 3 talks about the mystery.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to live through perilous times. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM232 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 4th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 4th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to thank all of you who are partners with this ministry. You know, we are sharing things that are changing people's lives. We are having a huge response. We have over 35,000 contacts per month, and that's not including our website, which averages over 15,000 contacts per day. We're reaching a lot of people. People's lives are being changed, and I couldn't do that if it wasn't for those of you who are partners with us. So I want to thank you. And I just want to mention to the rest of you, if you are being blessed, if you recognize the potential blessing that this could be to other people, would you help us to reach out with the gospel? We need to increase our outreach. We've got opportunities, more opportunities, and we've got finances. So pray about it and then become a partner with us today.